Archers.
Omnibus.
For the week, 8 to 13 December 2002.
Debbie?
Oh, hi, Gran.
Your mother said I'd find you out here. I called at the cottage, first of all.
There's not to be lambing next month, so they need extra rations.
Anyway, the reason I called, I've got two pairs of velvet curtains.
Curtains?
Do you remember they used to be in the dining room before we redecorated? Only I know the ones in that cottage, your cottage, are only cotton chintz.
Are they?
And you really want something a bit warmer in this weather, don't you? Keep out those chilly drafts. So I thought, the velvet.
If you can hang on for 5 minutes while I finish this.
Oh, yes, of course.
We could go back to the cottage and, I'm sure I can run to a cup of coffee.
Oh, that'd be nice.
It's still a bit of a tip, I'm afraid.
No, well.
But Mum's tried to make it cosy for me. Even brought me round a Christmas tree.
Oh, that's nice.
Not that I feel very Christmassy.
No. Not much to celebrate at the moment, is there?
Oh, Gran.
I know, dear. I know.
You know, for the first time in my life, I can't wait for lambing to start. Just non-stop work all day, every day, and half the night as well. That's what I want.
And there's your change. Thank you very much, sir. Merry Christmas.
Neil Carter still ain't talking to me.
Now there's a surprise.
Oh, say good morning, all cheery-like. And he looks at me like I've insulted his mother.
What do you expect? You do a deal with him on the takings from the Bouncy Castle,
and then
you drop the price to 10p.
You got over that boy, Ned.
And I don't think he's too happy about Susan working on the cake stall.
Ah, is that what it is?
You know how cross he got last week over Emma helping out.
Well, why does he just keep away?
He's got to feed his pigs, isn't he?
He's like Marley's blooming ghost walking through the place.
He can't get up there without walking through here.
Put the customers off.
Oh.
Hey, how many trees you saw since I went to check on it?
Two.
Two?
It was only gone about 10 minutes.
That means this morning we have shifted a grand total of 13 trees.
Well, that ain't bad.
Oh, you're joking. Well, at this rate, I'm going to have 200 left.
It's early days.
No, it ain't.
Well, I reckon people are daft putting their trees up now. They'll have lost half their needles by Christmas and be completely bald come 12th night.
Is that what you're telling the customers?
Oh, I ain't that stupid.
Good.
I'll tell you what, though, cakes is selling like hot... Hot cakes, are we going to say? Susan reckons she's going to be sold out by the end of the day.
Ain't we got any more?
Oh, yeah, we got a load more. And we ain't had time to ice them.
Better get on with it then, haven't you?
Oh, please, maybe this evening. I'll have a word with Betty when she gets back from the shop.
Come on, Pop, get your Christmas trees here.
Mind you, the rate they're going, we'll have to bake another lot for next weekend.
Best prices in South Forsetshire. Ah, now here's someone. Need a nice big one.
Afternoon, Clary.
Hello, Eddie.
8 footer, if I'm not mistaken.
I beg your pardon?
Maybe even 10.
What?
How high is it? That conservatory, are you?
What's my conservatory got to do with anything?
Well, that's where you put your Christmas tree, isn't it?
Oh, I see.
Usually?
Usually, yes, but not this year.
Oh, so where's it going?
It's not going anywhere. We're not having a tree.
What?
We're going away to stay with Robert's daughter.
Oh, that's nice.
Which is why I'm here. I want to take as many Christmassy bits and pieces as I can find.
Take her a tree.
No, it wouldn't fit in the car.
Put it on the roof rack.
And I'm sure Coriander and Justin would have made their own arrangements.
When you come in, home?
Oh, we're only going for a few days, back on the 27th. But...
back to cold, dark Ambridge Hall with no tree.
Eddie, we have central heating and light.
And still 10 days of Christmas festivities to go. Oh, you'll be sorry, believe me.
Now, how does that look?
Very nice. What do you think?
Oh, yeah, it's a great improvement.
The length's perfect, isn't it? They could have been made to measure.
Yeah, lovely.
Well, if there's anything else... you feel so useless at a time like this.
Oh, Gran, you're not useless. In fact, I'm really glad you came round.
Are you?
Oh, yeah, most days I can cope. I just keep working. Somehow the time passes, but... some days, you know, once the sheep have been done...
I know. A lot of hours to fill.
Sundays where, you know, our days together.
That's what you miss the most, isn't it? Those ordinary things.
Mm. And it's difficult to not think about it.
I tell you what, how about coming with me to the Grundy world of Christmas?
What?
I thought I'd drop in on my way home and buy a tree. So if you felt like coming too...
No, I don't think so.
It'll pass an hour or so.
I'm going to have lunch with Mum and Dad.
Ah, well, maybe later.
To be honest, Gran, I don't think I could. You know, all those people, you know... I can't face the pitying looks, I suppose.
No one knows outside the family.
Nothing stays secret for long in this village.
And just remember, you are not the one who's at fault. You did nothing wrong.
It is so humiliating, being so utterly gullible.
We were all taken in, Debbie, not just you.
Dad wasn't. Anyway, look, thanks for the offer, Gran, but... Oh, that'll be Mum.
Oh, right, I'll go and put the kettle on.
OK. Hello?
It's me.
What do you want?
I need to talk to you.
No.
Debbie.
No, absolutely not.
I've got some
news. No, Simon, just leave me alone, all right?
Are you all right, dear?
It was Simon.
Yes, I see.
I told him not to call me. I told him.
Debbie.
Why can't he leave me alone?
Did he say why he'd phoned?
No, I didn't give him time.
No.
I can't... I just want him to leave me alone.
I can understand why.
Oh, Gran. How am I going to get through this?
And I thought these were rather charming.
Yeah, they're nice, aren't they?
Just to hang on the tree.
But you ain't got a tree.
No, coriander's tree. I was toying with the idea of doing some gilded walnuts like we did last year.
Oh, they was gorgeous.
But they're so fiddly, it took hours.
Come along,
they haven't got the time.
Get your Christmas trees while stocks last.
I'm having a hogmanay party, you see.
You what?
It's what they call New Year in Scotland.
I know that.
I thought it'd be rather fun to do it in true Scottish fashion.
You can't have a New Year party without a tree.
Well, Eddie, Scottish tradition does not involve trees.
So it's haggis, isn't it?
Yes, and oatcakes and whisky and lumps of coal.
If these here trees ain't nothing to do with Scottish tradition, then answer me this. Why are they called Scots pines?
They ain't.
They are?
The Norway spruce.
Same difference.
No, it ain't.
Good afternoon.
Oh, hello, Peggy.
Afternoon.
Oh, how nice to see you, Mrs. Woolley.
Thank you.
What can we do for you?
I was hoping to buy a tree.
Just the one?
Not too big. About 5 foot, I should think.
And Peggy, are you familiar with the tradition of first footing?
What? Something about the first person to come into your house after midnight, innit?
That's right.
I can do you a special deal on 3 trees or more.
I only want one, thank you.
And I've read so many different versions, I'm not sure which one is correct.
But what about Grey Gables?
Oh, you'll have to ask Caroline.
Does Caroline have Scottish blood?
No, I meant about the Christmas tree.
I will. Thanks, Mrs.
Now then, if you could find me a nice bushy one.
There aren't any Scottish people in Ambridge, are there?
Well, there's our Edward's friend, Jazza.
Yes, of course.
Well, I don't suppose he'd be much use
he
to.
He can be my first footer.
What?
Oh, no,
that's
I didn't
a wonderful
mean...
idea.
Hey, hang on a minute. He's not going to come to a party at Ambridge Hall.
Don't forget he's the young man who took all those drugs.
Yeah.
But if I invite some of his young friends as well, like Edward and the other members of the band.
No, you wouldn't want our Edward round your house.
And he's had a few.
You wanted us up it, yeah?
What?
Well, you wouldn't really invite Jazza to your New Year's party.
Why not?
I can think of several reasons.
I don't know. Now, look, Hogmanay is all about new beginnings. So what we need is young blood.
No. Don't shut the door.
Go away. Just leave me alone.
I need to talk to you.
There is nothing to say.
Please, just give me one
minute. No, get away
please.
From me.
It's important.
I don't want to see you. I don't want to talk to you.
Debbie.
Don't you try that on me again. Do you think I haven't learned?
No, I know.
I may have been stupid and gullible in the past, but
Debbie, I'm going. I just want to tell you...
What?
Well, the situation is this. My term finishes Friday, and I've decided to go back to Canada.
What, for Christmas?
No, for good.
Oh.
Is that all you've got to say?
Well, what about the divorce?
Don't worry, it won't make any difference.
I want it over and done with as quickly as possible.
I'll deal with it from over there.
Yeah, well, I don't want you throwing a spanner in the works.
I wouldn't do that.
Wouldn't you?
Well, look, I've already admitted adultery, haven't I? And all it needs is for the lawyers to do their stuff.
Yeah, but if you're over there...
We have phones, we have email. It's not going to hold things up. I promise you.
So, what about your job?
I quit.
You mean they fired you?
No, I quit. Although my future with the department turned out to be not as secure as I'd hoped.
What did you expect?
Turns out that dear old Sandy knows more than I thought he did about certain things, so I decided...
You decided to jump before you were pushed?
And besides, I thought it would make life easier for you.
What?
If I was the other side of the pond. I mean, you never want to see me again, so I
don't believe you.
What do you mean?
Don't make out you're doing this for me.
I thought if I stayed, well, there's no guarantee we wouldn't bump into one another.
So you're going for my sake, is that what you're saying?
Your happiness means a lot to me, you know that, don't you?
You have lied, you have cheated and utterly humiliated me.
Yeah,
and
I know.
You tell me that you care about my happiness.
I'm sorry.
Are you?
And if you don't want me anymore, there's really no point in staying.
If I don't want you...
I only took the job in Felfersham so I could be near you. Don't you remember? I came to England in the hope that you'd take me back.
I think it's time you left.
And you were the only one who ever really mattered.
No, I'm closing this door now. And if you're not gone, in 1 minute, I'm going to call my father to throw you off his land.
I'm going. I still love you, Debbie. You know that, don't you?
Go to hell! Go to hell!
Afternoon, Chabot.
Afternoon.
How are you getting on?
Fine.
Now, you want to be extra careful with her.
Who?
But number 133, very prone to mastitis.
I know.
Excellent milker.
Ruth has told me.
But you need to keep a close eye on her. And don't cut corners when you're cleaning the udder.
I'm being very careful.
Good.
With all of them. Ruth is very concerned with hygiene. Mm.
You haven't forgotten about this evening, have you?
The choir practice? No, I will be coming.
Good. But a bit short of tenors. You are a tenor, aren't you?
What do you mean?
Well, you can sing more high notes than low notes.
Can I? I don't know.
Well, I think you probably can't. Anyway, we'll find out this evening. Oh, look.
What?
She's kicked off the cluster.
She likes to play games, this one.
She's a bad-tempered old thing.
You think?
Well, she'll kick you if you give her a chance.
She's a lively cow.
They have such different personalities, cows.
I know.
So, I'll see you this evening.
Yes, but Pip was playing me a CD of English carols, and I do not know these songs.
Oh, that doesn't matter.
At home, we have different songs for Christmas.
Well, in fact, it's probably an advantage. Oh, look out, you're going to get a shower.
Thank you.
Ruth was saying the yields were down at the moment.
What?
Steel.
I expect it's only a temporary blip.
Yes, but don't you remember? Phil said he wanted men half an hour earlier tonight.
Did he?
Yes, because you're all so hopeless.
Excuse me?
You need extra coaching.
I'll have you know, he particularly complimented me on the fine timbre of my voice.
Oh, you're loud, all right.
What do you mean, loud?
Can you hold a line?
Well, it's all right for you lot. You get to sing the tune.
So, have you decided about Friday?
Friday?
Cosmo was end-of-term party.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think we ought to go, don't you?
Yeah, but I'm not sure I want to make an evening of it.
No. The prospect of spending the whole evening with some of our fellow students.
Mm.
Anyway, I thought we could look in for an hour and then go and have dinner at that restaurant. You know, where we went that first time with the Italian Society.
Oh, that'd be lovely. And have you talked to your daughter?
Oh, yes, that's all arranged. It'll have to be a bit of a flying visit because I shall need to be here for the carol concert.
Oh, yes, of course.
So I'll just spend a couple of days down in Bristol and then come back for Christmas Day at Grey Gables.
I'm sorry I have to work.
Well... we'll still get the evening to ourselves. And I fully intend...
Hey, look out, there's someone coming.
Oh, right. Will you go ahead of me.
Oh, hold on, Kelly.
All right, Maisie. Come
whoa,
on.
Whoa. Good boy.
Sorry.
It's all right. No harm done.
Oh, Debbie.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
You okay?
Yeah, I just didn't expect to meet anyone. Not at this time.
Well, the light's really going now, isn't it?
Yeah.
How are you? I haven't seen you for ages. How's Simon?
You haven't heard, then?
What?
We're getting divorced. He's going back to Canada.
And is your mum a bit better? I mean, now she's here.
I think so. She still has her bad days.
Yeah, of course.
Sometimes she'll just disappear. You know, go for a walk on her own.
Mm. I remember when Mark died. Sometimes everybody being so kind and caring is just too much. You need time on your own.
I often hear her going downstairs in the night.
Oh, it's the worst thing. When you wake in the middle of the night and there's no one there.
She'll sit down here watching television.
I used to do that.
But I'm just so glad she's here. There are some things. Well, you know, memories of Dad. That no one else would know about. Except her and me.
Of course there are.
Anyway, you going to the twins' birthday party on Thursday?
Oh, yes. You?
Of course. Didn't think Pip would want to go. I mean, she likes to think she's so sophisticated these days.
She does, doesn't she?
You'd think having tea and games with a bunch of three-year-olds would be beneath her. But no.
That's what David says, but I'm not entirely sure.
Oh, hello, Dad.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
Chaba.
Hi.
I just wanted to make sure this young man's coming to choir practice.
I'll put the kettle on, shall I? Make a cup of tea.
Oh, I'd better get Daniel home, actually.
Oh, is Daniel here?
He's in the other room with Heather and the kids.
Oh, I want a word with him.
No, Dad. Sweet as his voice is, I don't think he's quite ready for choral singing.
That's not what I want to ask.
Oh, that's a relief. Oh, hold on. I'm coming with you. I'll see you on Thursday, Ruth.
Yeah, bye.
Bye. Right, tea.
Ruth, it is not my fault.
What?
You have seen what I'm doing in the parlour, and you told me it was good.
Yeah.
You're telling me the truth?
Of course. Chaba, what's all this about?
Oh, Phil. He thinks I do not understand cows.
He doesn't think that.
And it is my fault the milk yield has fallen.
Oh, that's rubbish.
That is what he's saying.
No. Look, you must have misunderstood. The only reason the milk yield's down is because the silage wasn't very good this year.
That is all?
Yeah. We had terrible wet weather when we made the first cut. That's why we've had to up the concentrates. Otherwise we'd have fallen short of our annual quota.
So, it is not my fault?
Of course not. What did Phil say?
He says I do not appreciate the character of cows.
Oh, that's just Phil. Look, you've got to remember that for 40 years this was his herd. And he still thinks no one quite understands them the way he does. Bring it down here when you're finished, all right?
Can I come in?
Oh, hello.
I wanted a quick word.
Oh, aren't you going to choir practice?
Yes, but this is, you see, I've just been out riding with Oliver.
Oh, how is he?
Oh, he's fine.
You've made it up, have you?
What?
Only the last time I saw you.
Oh, no, we're fine. Everything's lovely. But, do you know about Debbie?
Oh, you mean splitting up from Simon?
I put my foot in it so badly. I just bumped into her, you see. Or else she bumped into me. She was tearing along on Tolly, and Oliver and I were coming the other way. Very nearly a nasty collision. Anyway, I just said, how are you, and how's Simon?
Oh, dear.
And she said, we're getting divorced.
Yes.
What's happened?
Well, he'd been having an affair. Affairs.
Oh, dear.
He's always had a bit of a reputation. And they had a big bust-up a few weeks ago, but that was all smoothed over and forgiven. And then she caught him at it again.
What, literally?
Oh, more or less. She walked into his office unannounced, and there he was with this other woman.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah. So that's it. Marriage over. After only, what, 2.5 years?
And he's going back to Canada.
Is he?
Well, that's what she said.
He was the mother of Jesus Christ, the little child.
Oh, that's it. Very good. Well done.
It is not so hard when no one else sings.
Well, let's see if we can do the tenor and the bass lines together. All right, basses. You start on the same note. Valda. Thank you. Now, let's have a go. Don't listen to her. Listen to each other. You all right? Ready, and...
Once in royal city, stood a
lonely... No, stop.
We were doing well.
Yeah, well, you were doing fine, tenors, but what happened to the basses?
Phil, I'm so sorry. I know we were supposed to be here at 7.
Yeah, well, never mind. You're here now.
I just don't know where the time went.
Just what we need, a good, strong bass. We're doing Once in Royal. Do you remember from last week? Give him the bass line, Valda.
Oh, yes. I remember that one, all right.
We're just trying to get the tenors and basses solid before the girls get here.
Right.
So, let's give it another go. Now, this is your note. Thanks, Valda. Ready, and...
Once in royal David City stood alone...
No, stop.
That was good,
well,
I think.
The tenor's excellent, but the bass is...
Oh, wasn't that right?
You were singing the tune.
Oh, sorry.
The soprano part.
Well, I had it last week, didn't I? I seem to have lost it somewhere along the way. Could you take us through the bass part again, do you think?
Right, we'll start again. Now, basses, this is what you should be singing. Valda?
This is a hive of industry.
I should have got it done earlier. But what with one thing and another.
Is this with a shoot tomorrow?
Yes. Oh, I've opened a bottle of wine, darling. Help yourself. I've got flour on my hands.
Oh, thanks. Where's Dad?
Oh, he had to go into Borchester.
What for?
Oh, something to do with a shoot.
What was time tonight?
Well, tomorrow is some kind of Christmas junket for Matt Crawford and his friends.
Oh, no.
So Dad's very concerned that everything should go well.
Well, I should be keeping well out of the way.
Yeah, that's very wise. Right, bass through on this, and then I'll be done.
I had a visit from Simon yesterday.
What?
He rang to say he needed to see me.
He came here?
Well, to the cottage.
Oh, darling.
It's all right, it's all right. He only stayed 5 minutes. He called to tell me he's given up his job and he's going back to Canada.
Oh, I see.
Yep.
Well, that's a surprise, isn't it?
Yeah.
But, well, it's probably for the best, don't you think?
I suppose so.
I mean, you won't have to worry about bumping into him every time you're going to town.
That's what he said.
Did he?
As if he was doing it out of consideration for me.
Well, as I said, probably for the best.
It's just so like... well, like the first time.
You mean when you were at university?
Yeah. I mean, he comes to this country, creates chaos and heartbreak, and then just walks away from the mess. Oh, and Mum, have you told anyone?
Only the family?
Yeah, I met Caroline and Oliver, and I told them.
Oh.
Had to, really. She asked after Simon.
Oh, dear.
Well, people are going to hear about it soon enough, aren't they?
Yes.
Though I sincerely hope that lot at the shoot tomorrow don't find out.
I certainly shan't say anything.
The thought of Matt Crawford and his cronies picking over the entrails of my marriage is just too much to bear.
Went grouse shooting up in Scotland a couple of months back. You been up this year?
No. Yes, only the once.
Yeah? How'd you get on?
Well, pretty well. How about you?
Shooting was fine, but the food... Why does all Scottish food involve oatmeal?
Soak up the whiskey.
Your missus doing the lunch today, is she?
Yes.
Good, good. Always lays on a fire spread, does Jennifer?
We aim to please, Matt.
How's your lovely daughter these days?
Which one's that? I've got three.
Your Debbie. Haven't seen her in ages.
It looks like they're getting near the edge of the kale.
Yeah. Always had a soft spot
I should concentrate if I were you, Matt. The birds will be going up any minute now.
She's still married to that American bloke.
He's Canadian.
Ah, same difference.
What on earth?
What's that?
Well, there's no birds.
Eh?
The beaters are through the kale.
Well,
excuse me, Matt. I'd better go see what on earth's going on.
Did you see that?
What happened?
Oh, never seen anything like that in me life.
Where did they go?
Oh, I wouldn't have thought pheasants had much in the way of a brain. But them birds is bright and no mistake.
Oh, no, don't tell me.
He was pushing them up through the kale, and they got to the end, and instead of going up in the air...
They went along the edge.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Somebody forgot to put a stop on the end, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
Someone's in trouble, then. I hope it ain't going to be you.
Will you?
Over here.
What happened?
No stop.
What?
No stop.
Where's Bill Sanderson? Bill? Ain't seen him this morning.
He always takes his side.
Oh, he called in sick.
What?
Yeah, yesterday morning. Don't you remember?
Oh, no.
It was just before Mr. Aldridge came over and...
And he started whittering on and I forgot all about it.
So you didn't post anyone on that end?
No. Whoops. Made a bit of a boo-boo there, didn't you, Greg?
Oh, look out. Here he comes. Oh,
he's got to have my guts for God.
Greg! Greg! What the hell happened there?
Shall I put these straight in the chiller?
No, I'd better tidy it up a bit first. Leave them on the table. Thanks.
Okay. No Kirsty today? Well, I said she could take a long lunch break, do a bit of Christmas shopping.
Oh, don't remind me. I've got so much still to do.
Well, Kirsty and Tom were supposed to get all theirs done last night.
Yes, he said they were going late night shopping.
Well, they didn't get any further than Underwood's Food Hall. Tom took one look at the crowds and decided he couldn't pass up the opportunity.
What do you mean?
Well, he and Kirsty spent the entire evening handing out leaflets.
Oh, no.
And pointing people in the direction of the sausage counter.
He really doesn't need to do all that. The sausages are doing fine.
Yeah, which is more than can be said for Kirsty.
What?
Well, she's a bit fed up about it.
Oh, no. She is coming tonight, isn't she?
Well, supposed to be.
And Greg?
Yeah, he'll be there. As long as he doesn't get kidnapped by Michelle. Hmm? She's being a bit of pain at the moment.
What's happened?
Oh, she just keeps ringing all the time. Thinks Greg should go over to France.
Oh, dear.
She wanted him to go over for Christmas. Can you believe it? He owes it to the girls, she says.
But it's his busiest time of year.
Oh, I know. Shows how little she knows or cares about his life as a gamekeeper.
Don't you find it a bit... I mean, she knows you're living with Greg, doesn't she?
Of course.
Well, it's a bit tactless of her.
It's all right, Mum. It doesn't bother me.
Doesn't it?
Well, I suggested to Greg that maybe he should go over in February. You know, when the season starts to wind down a bit.
What's the matter, bored with my company?
Well, I just thought I was with you on that last drive before lunch.
What, when all the birds ran away, you mean?
Oh, look, Matt.
All right. I won't mention it again. What up with that flask?
It's in your right-hand pocket.
Oh, yeah. You want a shot?
No, thanks.
Oh, that's a nice drop of brandy, that.
Yes.
Hey, and that was a cracking claret you dished up with the lunch.
Yeah, it's nice, isn't it? Goes particularly well with game, I think.
And Jennifer hasn't lost her touch with the old haunch of venison.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Yeah. So that claret, that'd go well with pheasant.
Remind me when we get back to the house. I'll sort out a couple of bottles for you.
That's very decent of you.
Shouldn't be too long now. Coming through the woods.
Hey, been meaning to ask you, Brian. How's your translator these days?
What?
You remember we met that time in London?
Yes.
You'll still see it, do you?
You with your accountant.
Was I? Oh, yeah. The lovely Cindy. Haven't seen her in a while. But that translator of yours, oh, yes.
What on earth?
What the hell? Reload!
What?
Reload, come here! What the hell's coming on here? See that?
I don't believe this.
Definitely not the way to put up birds.
I just do not believe it.
Must have been 30, 40 birds, all in one lot. Don't reckon they bag more than a couple.
Whose dog was that?
Nobby Wilkes's. New young terrier he's got. Nice little thing.
Nice little thing? It's just ruined another drive.
Weren't his fault.
No, it'll be my fault.
Bird flew up right under his nose. Scared the poor little beggar.
I'm going to be hung out to dry for this.
You are?
Two drives ruining one day. He's going to kill me.
Who?
Who do you think?
Oh, he can't blame you for someone else's dog going berserk.
I want to bet.
Helen's going to come over as soon as she gets home. Greg might be a bit late because of the shoot.
And Kirsty?
Tom's picking her up after work.
Oh, good.
It looks lopsided to me.
What does?
That tree. It's a bit...
Oh, hang on. Let me get the thing unwrapped properly.
Well, it's all bushy on that side, but over here... Oh, look, he's got a bit missing.
Where?
There. You can see where it's been broken off.
Oh, no.
I told you shouldn't have bought one still in its netting.
Yeah, well, it was easier to get it in the car. Should I take it back and complain, do you think?
I don't think that'd do much good.
Why not?
Well, can you imagine Eddie saying, oh, sorry, mate, here, let me replace it.
I knew it was a mistake buying a tree from the Grundy world of Christmas. Should have gone into Borchester.
Well, looks all right from this side.
Does it?
All right-ish. Well, if we put the bald side against the wall and try and get that bit there to bend this way a bit.
No, we don't want another branch broken off.
There. That doesn't look too bad.
So, you're going to stand there and hold it?
We'll hang something heavy on it.
What, like a tinsel covered brick?
That sort of thing, yeah.
Right, well, I will take it back if you like.
Yeah, it'll be fine. A challenge for the kids. Can you decorate this deformed piece of spruce so that it roughly resembles a Christmas tree?
I'll put this wine in the boot for you, Matt. Of course, it's a parking ticket.
What?
Someone stuck a flyer under me windscreen wipe.
Flyer?
The Grundy World of Christmas.
I don't believe it.
Save pounds when you buy three or more trees.
I'm sorry, Matt.
I don't know. It's
nothing to do with me.
First the birds scarp, but then we have dogs running wild, and now you're trying to flog me cheap Christmas
it's
trees.
It's not me. You know.
You've got to do better, Brian. Otherwise, this shoot's going to start getting a reputation.
Well, there's six bottles of claret here.
Yeah, mind you, the lunch was excellent.
And a bottle of cognac.
Give my regards to Jennifer.
I will.
And compliments of the season.
Yes, and the same to you, Matt. Merry Christmas. Drive safely.
Have they gone?
I never want to go through another day like that.
Oh, a bit rough, wasn't
Greg?
It? Oh, he's just dealing with the...
I don't care what he's doing. Greg! And as for you, William, I do not take kindly to my shoot being used as a marketing opportunity for your family's enterprises.
Well, it ain't nothing to do with me.
What? Look at the yard, it's littered with flyers.
Oh, I'm sorry, but...
Ah, Greg, there you are.
Sorry, I was just getting the rest of the birds.
That was possibly the worst day's shooting I have ever had.
Oh, it weren't that bad.
The clients, who, may I remind you, pay very large sums of money.
We had three good drives, no shortage of birds.
Shut the up, clients man. Weren't sorry. Happy, and that's what matters.
Sorry.
So you damn well should be. I'm the one who gets all the flack, you know. And I've had a right earful this afternoon, I can tell you.
It was unfortunate.
Unfortunate? It was bad management, that's what it was. And if anything like that happens again, I'm warning you, Greg, you'll be looking for another job. Now I'm going to have a very large drink.
Oh, he didn't mean it.
He's right, though.
No, it wasn't your fault that dog took fright.
Yeah, it wouldn't have mattered if I hadn't screwed up this morning.
Well, I still had three really good drives.
Not what they'll remember, though, is it?
Oh, come on. Let's eat the rest of those birds. And then I'll buy you a pint.
Yeah, thanks for the offer, Will. But I've got to go out this evening.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I've got to do jolly Christmassy things with Helen's family.
Helen, hang on a sec. Come in and give us your expert opinion on this tree.
Oh, it's hopeless.
No, it'll be fine. Just twist it a bit further around.
That right?
No, the other way. Got you a glass of mulled wine. Ooh, aren't we going to wait for the others?
This is just a little sample to make sure it's okay. Here you are, Dad.
Oh, right, thanks.
Oh, dear. What happened to the tree?
I knew I should have taken it back.
No, it's great. It's got character.
Character?
I'll give it a chance. A few fairy lights and some tinsel and it'll look the part. Oh, that's probably Peggy. She rang earlier wanting to know what to get you for Christmas.
Hello. Oh, Kirsty, hi.
Kirsty?
What? No, I don't believe it.
What happened? Oh, that'll be Greg.
So, what did you do? Oh, well done.
Hiya.
Hello. He's obsessed. He really is.
She is coming, isn't she? Oh, you're freezing. Give me your coat.
Yeah, well, good for you. Yeah, okay. See you in about 15 minutes. Bye.
Is everything all right?
Yeah, they're on their way.
Evening.
Oh, hi, Greg.
Hi.
Go by the fire, get yourself warmed up.
She just said that Tom tried to lure her into Underwoods again.
Oh, not more leafleting.
Well, she successfully resisted.
Would you like some mulled wine?
Oh, that sounds good.
So, Greg, how was the shoot?
Yeah, basically, it was a fiasco.
Oh, no.
A complete unmitigated disaster.
What happened?
It was the Borchester land lot today.
Not the dreaded Mac Crawford.
Uh-huh. And I don't know why it is, but Brian Aldridge makes more fuss over him than anyone.
Here you are, babe.
Oh, this is gorgeous, this mulled wine.
Not bad, is it?
A glass of three of that will dull the pain quite nicely.
Oh, we've had a bad day.
Messed up a drive this morning, and this afternoon somebody's dog went wild. So, Mr. Aldridge threatened me with the sack. So on the office strip in front of Will.
Poor thing. What's funny?
Oh, I'm sorry, Greg. I'm not laughing at you. It's just that it does my heart good when my dear brother-in-law's best laid plans have gone to pot.
Tell me honestly.
And it was Matt Crawford's shoot.
So?
Oh, come on, darling, he's a horrible man. So there's a sort of natural justice in it, isn't there?
Yeah, absolutely. A disastrous day may be, but it couldn't have happened to a more deserving man.
Well, I suppose if you put it like that.
What have you put in this mulled wine, Helen?
Just wine and mulling stuff.
Funny thing, but even that tree's starting to look better.
We went for a gallop across Hayden Barrow, didn't we, Tolly?
Lucky you.
So, how was school?
Usual waste of time.
How's your friend Holly?
Friend Holly? Those words do not belong in the same sentence.
Oh dear. What's she done?
Oh, well, we're supposed to be doing this astronomy project together this term. She hasn't lifted a finger. I've had to do the whole thing myself.
What's her excuse?
Oh, she's in love.
Oh dear.
Well, I wouldn't mind if she'd fallen for someone interesting, but she's wetting herself over this no-neck basketball player from Borchester Green. Here, Dolly. Do you want a carrot?
Can you pass me over his blanket?
Sure.
Thanks. There you go, Dolly. There.
You're much better off with the horse, aren't you?
What?
Well, they don't let you down.
No.
Well, they're so much more reliable than human beings.
Yes, they are.
So, what are you doing tonight? Do you want to play Pikmin after supper?
Elizabeth's supposed to be coming round.
What? Here?
To the cottage. And I've got to tidy up a bit before she comes. The place is a tip.
Well, I'll come and help you if you like.
I had such plans for when you retired.
Did you?
I come home every weekend with a load more travel brochures. And you say, when I retire, we're going to go there. Italy. America.
You used to go on cruises, didn't you?
Oh, yes. We did the Adriatic and the Caribbean and had a wonderful time. But it just wouldn't be the same doing it on your own.
No.
Oh, the house is so quiet without him. That's what really gets to me. The silence.
Well, that's one thing that won't trouble you here.
Oh, Dan. What's the matter, Poppet?
Oh,
you're feeling neglected, are you? Come on. Oh, come and sit on Granny's knee. Yeah, that's better, isn't it?
I remember when we first moved to Glebe Cottage. I couldn't get used to having the kitchen to myself without the steady stream of children and farm workers.
Oh, it's grand, isn't it?
Do you think so?
I see, Jill. I've always wanted a big family.
Did you?
Oh, yes. Never intended our rooster being only one. I wanted a couple more at least, but it just didn't happen. If she'd had brothers and sisters, maybe I wouldn't feel...
What?
I wouldn't feel such a burden on her.
Oh, Heather, Ruth doesn't regard you as a burden.
She feels responsible.
Oh, that's different.
She would have sent David up to fetch me.
She loves having you here. And you're helping with the children, not to mention the cooking.
Oh, talking of which, those scones will be done. Hmm.
Yeah. Will you take this one for
Come me? Come on, Ben. Aren't you a lucky boy having two doting grannies?
Oh, just got those in time.
They look perfect.
Come on, kids, inside, quickly.
Hello.
Hi, Gran. Hi, Granny.
Hi.
Look
at that.
You want me to carry it, Josh?
No.
No? Oh, all right.
Guess where we've been.
Well, I thought Mum and Grandad were just picking you up from school.
We went to the Grindy World of Christmas.
Shopping. You never did it, yeah.
No, don't put it down there, Josh. Take it straight into the other room. There's a good boy.
Oh. I'll open the door for you.
Shall I show you what we bought?
After tea, pet, take those bags into the sitting room and then wash your hands.
We got a new fairy for the top of the tree.
Ooh. Did I just see?
OK, I'm going.
And make Josh wash his hands too.
OK.
Well, that was an experience.
I told you it was a mistake.
Was it very crowded?
It was bedroom.
Lots of people had the same idea as us, dropping in on the way home from school.
I just thought it would be nice.
Won't you let the kids loose in a place like that?
I have never seen so much tat in my entire life. Unfortunately, Josh discovered Eddie's line in Mooning Father Christmas.
You didn't buy one.
No, we did not.
But we were lucky to get away without Josh throwing a tantrum. There. That doesn't look too bad, does it?
Much better. What about all this stuff?
Oh, no, leave that.
Oh, but if we're tidying
it's,
up...
It's stuff from the flat. I don't know where
They're
to...
They're all clothes in this bag.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, the lovely velvet jacket. Look, it's getting all
crushed. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
I could just put it on a hanger.
No, leave it.
Okay.
Sorry.
No, it's okay.
It's just... so much of that stuff, well, like that jacket. Simon bought it for me.
Oh, sorry.
And I can't quite decide, you know, whether to give it all to a charity shop.
Well, trouble with that is you might meet someone in the street one day wearing your velvet jacket.
Yeah.
Remember when Mum's camel coat reappeared in Ivy Horribin?
Yeah, perhaps I should just make a bonfire of the lot.
Anyway, I'll stick it all back in the corner.
Thanks.
Now, all we need to make this place look really cosy are some nice family photos.
You mean like my wedding?
Oh, no, no. Pictures of us, so... I nicked some from home. Ta-da!
What?
Mum won't miss them. You know, she crams photos on every available surface. So, I thought this one.
Oh, Adam, what is he like?
Yeah. Oh, he's coming home after Christmas. Didn't Mum tell you?
Yeah. Look at Dad.
Looks completely demented, doesn't he? And then there's this one of you and Kate.
Oh, my God. Goodness.
That's when Kate was being a hippie. You remember the fuss Mum made about that nose ring?
Don't we look young?
Ah, well, if you want to know what you looked like when you were really young, here.
Oh, Alice, that's you, isn't it?
Mm, it's a baby. I love that photo.
Mm, you were so cute.
You could almost be my mum.
I was only 17.
Well, people do have babies when they're 17. What's the matter?
Nothing. It's just... Oh, well, that'll be Elizabeth.
I'll stick them on the mantelpiece.
Yeah, OK, fine.
Hello.
Hi, how are you? Come on in.
Oh, it's nice and warm in here. Hi, Alice.
Hello. Let me take your coat.
Oh, thanks. I brought a bottle of wine.
Oh, lovely.
I'll get some glasses, shall I?
Hadn't you better get on with your prep?
Oh, no, it won't take me half an hour.
Alice.
Ah, the grown-ups want to be alone, do they?
Yes, please.
OK, I know when I'm not wanted. Now, where's my coat?
Here. And look, thanks for all your help.
Oh, pleasure.
And the pictures.
See you tomorrow. Bye, Elizabeth.
Bye.
Well, I have to say, you have your little sister very well trained.
Oh, Elizabeth.
What's the matter?
It's just that picture.
What picture?
On the mantelpiece.
Oh, this one?
Yeah, it's me holding Alice just after she was born.
Oh, it's lovely.
Yeah. And the thing is, you see, I thought I was going to have a baby.
Where's Chabot tonight?
He's gone out. I did ask him if he wanted to help decorate the tree, but he said no. He thought it was a family occasion.
Oh, surely he counts as part of the family by now.
That's what I said.
I think you scared him off, Phil.
Me?
Criticising his milking like that.
Criticising?
Late night, he was personally responsible for the drop in yield.
What are you talking about?
On Monday in the milking parlour.
It's all right, Dad. Don't look so worried.
The trouble is, his English isn't quite as perfect as you think. Sometimes he gets hold of the wrong end of the stick.
And he thought I was criticising him? Oh, dear.
Don't worry, he's forgiven you.
Has he?
Well, he went to your choir practice, didn't he?
Oh, yes, he did. He's got quite a good voice.
How's it going, the choir?
Oh, it's coming along slowly. We'll get there in the end. Though I still need some more male voices.
Hear that, David?
Oh, no, you're not volunteering me.
And women still have a tendency to overwhelm the men.
Bit like life, really.
Oh, shut up, you.
Now, is this tree in the right place?
Yeah, it's fine.
Go on, Pip, you go first.
Oh, have you found everything?
I've got the baubles and Gran's got the lights.
Oh, give those to me, Jill, let's see if they work.
And I've got this huge box, which seems to be entirely full of bits of tinsel.
And what have you got, Joshy?
Oh, no, where did you find that?
In the dressing up box.
It's the singing Christmas tree.
But I thought I'd...
What?
I thought that had got lost.
No, but it doesn't work.
Oh, what a shame.
I expect it's just the battery's gone flat. You must have some spare batteries.
I'm afraid not, no.
No.
Where's that torch we were using in the attic?
It's here.
Right. Let's take the batteries out of this for now.
Oh, thanks, Mum.
And I'll take the old ones out of here.
That's it. Now, pass it over. In they go. There we are. Now, let's see if that'll work.
Oh, no!
Not just the batteries, I'm afraid. It's broken.
Oh, what a shame.
That was my favourite Christmas thing.
Right, but much more important, are these lights going to work? Can you plug them in for me, David?
OK. Ready?
Mm.
Yeah. Hooray!
There. You have a slug of that. Thanks. I'm sorry.
Oh, stop apologising.
It's just so silly. That picture... You remember I told you we were going to try for a baby?
Yes, of course.
So we, you know...
Chucked out the condoms?
Yeah. And then, of course, well, you know what happened.
Yes.
And I forgot all about it until... Well, a couple of days ago, I realised my period was late.
Well, it's hardly surprising when your life's been turned upside down.
Yeah, but... Well, I immediately thought I must be pregnant.
Yes.
But I thought, no, I can't have a child that... That would always remind me of him.
I know exactly what you mean.
And I just didn't know what I'd do. Anyway, in the event, I didn't have to decide.
You're not pregnant.
No. And I thought I was glad. I thought, well, that's one less thing to worry about. And then I saw that picture.
You and Alice.
And I thought, if I'd had a baby, at least there would have been some purpose to my life.
Oh, Debbie.
And I got this huge... pang of regret for what might have been, the life I might have had.
I know.
Oh, anyway. Look, before I forget, I must give you Lily and Freddie's birthday present.
Oh, you shouldn't have bothered.
Oh, we bought them ages ago. Anyway, there you are, one for each of them.
Thank you. You're sure I can't persuade you to come to their party?
I don't think I can.
No, in the circumstances. To be honest with you, if anything's going to stop you regretting not having a child, it's seeing a bunch of three-year-olds in party mode.
I should come, really, shouldn't I?
Kenton, the idea is to square it off.
Yes, I know.
Square it off as you go. Honestly, it saves time in the long run.
Now that's a sight for sore eyes.
Oh, hello.
My dear brother, shovelling muck.
I'll have you know, Dave, that there is considerable skill in building a muck heap.
Yes, which means squaring it off.
It's all right.
Anyway, look, I'm going Christmas shopping.
Oh, now?
Yeah, I've got until lunchtime to buy presents for the entire family. And Ruth and I was to check what you've got for Dad.
Oh, well, we thought gardening equipment. He's really got into gardening since they've been at Glebe Cottage.
He has, hasn't he?
So we've bought him some long-handled loppers.
Right.
And he could do with a decent pair of secateurs.
Oh, OK, well, I'll get those then.
Hey, are you going to this party this afternoon?
I said I'd drop in for half an hour, yeah.
I'm going to be doing your magic tricks.
No. The budget of kids get a professional entertainer.
Oh, they're not having a clown, are they?
I don't know.
Clowns are so not funny.
I think if you're 3 years old, then.
Yeah, but Daniel's going to be bored out of his tree. What about Pip? Is she going?
Yeah, I think so.
Right, well, we'll have to devise some alternative entertainment.
You're not going, are you?
To the party? Yeah, of course I am.
Oh, no.
You told me you were going to make a start on cleaning that tap.
Hang on, I thought you and Elizabeth weren't on speaking terms.
Whatever gave you that idea?
Well, didn't you single-handedly ruin one of their priceless carpets?
It's ancient history. That's all forgotten long ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and Freddie and Lily would never forgive me if I missed their birthday party.
Kenton, I hate to say I told you so, but...
What?
That muck heap.
Huh?
Starting to slip.
Oh, great.
Oh, he is gorgeous.
He is, isn't he?
So tiny.
I still think of Ben as a little baby, but he's a huge, great lump compared to Rory.
Tell you, though, it took me about 4 hours to get the two of us up and dressed.
Mm, yeah.
Only 4 hours? When my two were tiny, it took about 2 days to get us out of the house.
And I looked at my haggard face in the mirror, and I thought, I'd better put some makeup on. And I sat there with my makeup bag, thinking, how do I do this? What's this for?
Oh, I can remember being reduced to tears by a bottle of vitamin pills.
One of those with the child-proof top.
Yeah, I simply could not figure out how to open it.
This is normal, then, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Complete areas of the brain shutting down?
Absolutely.
Is this your first big expedition?
Yes, it is. We've hardly been out of the flat. I'd have starved to death if Elizabeth here hadn't brought in supplies.
It'll get easier.
Afternoon.
Kenton.
Hello.
Hi.
What are you doing here?
Well, nice to see you too, Lizzie.
Is so Sheila not keeping you busy at the stables?
I come bearing gifts for the junior partitors.
Let me guess, a water pistol?
Oh, no.
No, of course not. I got Freddie a drum and Lily a trumpet. If you could see your face.
Oh, I hope that's a joke, Kenton.
Of course it's a joke. How are you, Siobhan?
Oh, and since you're here...
I'm fine, thank you.
Can I ask you please to steer well clear of the carpets?
And how's the sun and air?
He's fine too.
It cost us an arm and a leg to get that thing cleaned.
Isn't he beautiful?
Kenton thinks he looks like that chef off the telly.
Jimmy Oliver?
No. Your man with the spiky hair.
Oh, no, not remotely.
All babies look alike.
No, they don't. Ben was the image of David from the moment he was born.
Yeah, you know, I was wrong about Gary Rhodes. That's not who he looks like at all. Someone much closer to home.
Kenton, honestly.
Kenton?
Why didn't I spot it before?
This is a very silly game.
He is the spitting image.
If he looks like anyone, it's like Siobhan.
I think he's got more of my sister.
The spitting image of Nelson Gabriel.
Nelson? Oh, from Honeysuckle Garden.
Oh, don't be ridiculous.
No, seriously, look at his eyes. He's got that same world-weary expression.
I wasn't expecting to see you here.
No, neither was I. I didn't intend to come.
But you did.
I am Lily's godmother.
Yes, of course.
And I thought, well, it'll pass a couple of hours.
Yes.
And that's all I can do at the moment. You know, just get through the days.
Yeah.
Best thing is to keep working.
Caroline said she met you.
Yeah,
out riding.
Tolly's getting a lot more exercise these days.
She told me that Simon's going back to Canada.
Yeah.
That's unexpected, isn't it?
It took me by surprise. I wasn't sure how I felt about it when he first told me. Anyway, I'm glad he's going. It means I can draw a line under the whole thing, you know. Make a fresh start.
Oh, hi, Debbie. How are you? Sorry. Stupid question. Obviously, you're feeling like death, right?
In a nutshell.
Yeah, I know how I felt when Mel left. I mean, different circumstances, obviously. But I was absolutely poleaxed. Couldn't get the energy together to do anything. I mean, nothing at all.
Well, I was just saying to Shula...
I'm amazed to see you here.
Yeah.
You're very brave, if I may say so.
Well, I thought I should...
I was just talking to Siobhan. You know, it's her first outing since she had the baby.
Yes, I must go and say hello.
Have a good look at that child.
Why?
Nobody else can see it, but I swear he's the spitting image of Nelson Gabriel.
Oh, no. Nelson? Poor little thing.
I would put money on that child having Gabriel blood somewhere along the line.
Kenton, Nelson died considerably more than 9 months ago.
Yeah, I know.
In Argentina.
But Siobhan did live in Honeysuckle Cottage.
This may come as news to you, but you don't get pregnant just by living in somebody's house.
Well, who do you think the father is?
I have absolutely no idea.
But you must have a theory. How about you, Debbie?
What?
Who's the father of Siobhan's baby?
I don't... Sorry, I...
Are you all right?
Yes, fine. I just had a sort of flashback, something Simon said.
What? About the father of Siobhan's baby?
Kenton!
It's not him, is it?
No, of course not.
Kenton, do shut up.
No, it was just something... Well, anyway, it doesn't matter.
OK, everybody, time for tea. So if you'd all like to come on through to the nursery, and then after tea, Chloe the clown will be here.
Oh, no. Not just a clown, but a female clown. I think drastic measures are called for.
Oh, there you are.
Hi.
Look, what on earth?
I'm trying to persuade Pip and Josh that it's time to go home, but without much success.
What are they doing?
This is the alternative party for the older kids.
What, the Kenton alternative?
Of course.
What's Josh doing here?
He got bored with the clown.
I'm not surprised. She made the Teletubbies look intellectual.
Yay! Whoa!
Okay, kids, come on!
But that is only halfway.
Oh, I might have guessed.
You've got to go back the other way without your feet touching the ground.
How? Over the furniture, Dumbo.
Oh, no, Pip, I don't think you should...
I do hope that that table is not some valuable antique.
Everything in this house is a valuable antique.
No, you have to go over the chairs.
Yeah.
No, Pip, don't jump on that.
It's all right, nothing broken.
Yet.
I can't jump over there.
Oh, yeah, yes, you can. Hang on the curtain, swing yourself across.
Oh, no!
Can't bear to watch.
You just got to have a fit watching things.
Oh, brilliant, what's up?
Hey, listen, should we creep away and pretend we didn't see anything?
Good idea.
OK, go on, you two, come on.
Pip, Josh, you've got 10 minutes and then we're leaving without you.
I'm surprised you're still here.
I've enjoyed it.
Even the clown.
Yes, she was surreal.
That's a polite way of putting it.
And I realised at one point that I hadn't thought about Simon for 10 whole minutes. That's quite an achievement, believe me.
It was worth coming, then.
Definitely.
Elizabeth? I'm going to have to go.
Oh, OK.
By the time I got Rory home and given him his bath, I'll be ready for a collapse.
Could I, would you mind very much if I held him?
Well, that's a good idea.
Yeah, I'm fine, honestly. It's just... Well, he's such a lovely baby. Would you mind?
No. No, of course not. Oh. Here you go.
Thank you. Oh. Hello, Rory. No, it's all right. It's all right.
He's probably getting a bit tired.
Oh, look at those great big eyes. Isn't he beautiful?
I think so.
You're so lucky.
Yeah, I know.
Do you know, it's an extraordinary thing.
What?
Remember that photo I showed you last night of me holding Alice and she was a tiny baby?
Yeah.
Don't you think Rory looks like her?
Like Alice?
Oh, no.
Yeah, there's a definite resemblance.
You're imagining it.
Hey.
Oh, hi, David.
Hiya.
I thought you got home.
Oh, we tried to, but we couldn't drag the kids away.
Where are they?
Up in the long gallery.
What are they doing there?
They're just,
Kenton's organised some games.
Oh, no.
That's all right. It doesn't involve water. Or blood or orange juice or anything else in liquid form.
There are some very valuable pictures up there.
No, they're just sort of running about a bit.
And nowhere near the pictures.
Oh, dear. Whoops.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
No, it's all right.
What's happened?
Oh, he's brought up a bit of milk, that's all.
Oh, you're a lovely jumper.
Oh, I'm not doing it.
Let me wipe it up for you.
Oh, look, don't worry. It's honestly, it's fine.
There we are. Now, if I just... There. That's a bit better. I don't think it'll leave a mark. Sorry, one of the hazards, I'm afraid.
Could you take him?
Yes, of course. Come on, Rory. Come to Mummy.
Debbie, are you okay?
Yes, it's nothing.
Well, I really must be going. I think I had a coat somewhere.
Yeah, it'll be in the hall.
Come on, I'll find it for you. Bye, everyone.
Bye, Siobhan.
Bye.
Debbie, you've gone as white as a sheet.
I'll just sit down.
Yeah, grab that chair, David.
Here.
Thanks.
I should stick your head between your knees.
No, I'll be fine.
And do you want a glass of water?
I need to speak to Elizabeth.
Elizabeth, why?
Just go and fetch her, David.
No, not now. There are too many people. I'll wait until everyone's gone.
Come along, Daniel.
I can't find my coat.
I've got it here.
Yeah, you too, Pipsqueak. Come on.
Come on, Josh. Let's put your hat on.
Yeah, Pip, nearly forgot your prize.
Thanks.
Don't eat it all at once.
Dad, can Uncle Kenton come home with us?
No.
He lives with us now.
Okay, kids, no need to fight over me.
Say thank you to Auntie Elizabeth.
Thank you for a lovely party.
Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, it was great.
How about you, Daniel?
Brilliant!
Come on, kids, into the car.
Bye, Elizabeth. Bye. Thanks a lot.
Bye. Night. See you, Lizzie.
Bye.
Safe journey.
Oh, goodness, that's over.
Elizabeth.
Oh, you scared the life out of me. I didn't realise you were still here.
Who's the father of Siobhan's baby?
What?
You heard me.
I am... Why are you asking me?
Because you know.
No.
You do know, don't you?
I'm sorry. Debbie...
It's Brian, isn't it? It's my dad.
What's the name of your friend Holly's father?
What?
Her mother's Alison, but I can't remember her dad's name.
What do you want to know that for?
So I can send them a Christmas card.
Oh, still no answer.
Oh, Bob. Bob, that's right, isn't it? Alison and Bob.
Perhaps they should go round to the cottage.
No.
But why has she got her phone switched off?
Probably because she doesn't want to talk to anyone.
But it's been off all evening.
Sometimes she needs to be alone. That's why she's living in the cottage instead of here with us.
Well, Mum, please, can I go down to the cottage?
It's pouring with rain.
I'll take an umbrella.
No, Alice.
Oh, but Mum!
Oh, that sounds like Dad.
Hello. Oh, there you are. Where have you been? Shouldn't you be in bed?
She's been waiting up for you.
Just let me hang my coat up. Pouring outside.
I've been worried sick. Are you all right, darling?
Yes, I'm fine.
A bit cold.
Well, come on and sit by the fire.
It's a horrible night.
Where have you been?
Well, I went to the twins' party, which was...
Hours ago.
It was quite fun, actually. Kenton was there.
Have you had any supper?
No, I ate too much birthday cake.
Well, would you like a drink?
Wouldn't mind a slug of brandy if you've got some.
Well, not much. Matt Crawford had most of it.
And then?
What?
After the party.
Oh, I just went for a drive. And then I decided to get out and walk for a bit, which turned out to be not such a good idea. As the rain came down. Thanks.
Oh, darling, your hands are like ice.
I thought you might have had an accident.
I'm sorry, I didn't realise how late it was.
Well, I'll go to bed then.
About time.
It's sweet of you to worry about me.
Yeah, well, I shan't bother in future.
Night.
Oh, dear. I needed to sort things out in my head a bit. Is Dad around?
No, he had some meeting in Borchester.
Did he say what time he'd be back?
No.
Only I really need to talk to him.
Oh, can't it wait till morning?
I'd rather do it tonight.
Only sometimes doesn't come back till the small hours.
Well, I'll give him an hour or so.
Well, I was thinking of having an early night.
Oh, well, yeah, you go ahead, Mum. I'll just sit here by the fire and thaw out a bit.
World news every hour. This is the BBC.
Jenny, are you still up? Oh, it's you.
Where have you been?
I went to a meeting.
A meeting?
Yes.
Who with?
Frank Bailey and a couple of other chaps from the CLA.
What was it about?
Shooting, mainly.
Shooting?
Yes. Chap who's brought Halton Manor is talking about setting up a shoot, which would threaten Frank's business. And not to mention ours. We can live without that kind of competition.
I don't believe you.
What do you mean?
It's 2 o'clock in the morning.
Is it really? I knew it was
You've
late.
Been with her, haven't you?
Who?
Siobhan Hathaway.
Siobhan?
And your son.
What are you talking about?
You've been having an affair with Siobhan Hathaway.
Look, where on earth do you get hold of that idea?
And that baby is yours.
Oh, don't be ridiculous.
I know.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Debbie, is this some piece of gossip you've picked up in the village? Who have you been talking to?
I didn't need to talk to anyone. The evidence was there, staring me in the face.
Evidence? What do you mean, evidence?
Although, the ironic thing is, Simon told me weeks ago.
Simon?
And I refused to believe him.
Debbie, darling, you surely know by now that Simon is a congenital liar.
Yes.
And after all the stories he's told you...
That's what I thought it was, a story, to get himself off the hook.
Well, that makes perfect sense.
And then he told me it was a lie.
Well, of course it was a lie!
He'd made the whole thing up.
Obviously.
But, as I've discovered to my cost, when Simon says he's telling the truth, he's lying.
Huh?
So, when he tells me he's lying, I think, well, maybe it's true or true.
What kind of contorted logic is that?
And then I saw the baby.
Did you?
Didn't she tell you?
Who?
Siobhan. When you saw her tonight.
Look, I told
you. I met
them
earlier at Lower Loxley, and I held the baby. And when I looked at him, I saw Alice. You know that photograph of me holding Alice when she was a tiny baby? Well, Rory is the spitting image.
Oh, come on. All babies look the same, like Winston Churchill.
And then he sucked up some milk. And do you know what Siobhan used to wipe it up? One of your handkerchiefs.
What?
I don't think she even noticed.
A handkerchief?
Well, obviously she didn't, otherwise she'd have flown into a panic and tried to hide the thing.
What makes you think it was mine?
The B.A. monogram in the corner.
B.A.? Look, it's probably a British Airways napkin that Siobhan picked up on one of her trips abroad.
I remember those handkerchiefs. Gran gave them to you for your birthday.
Debbie, this is all circumstantial.
Yes, it is.
You're
a bit.
Putting 2 and 2 together and making 15.
So then I asked Elizabeth.
What?
I asked Elizabeth. I said, who is the father of Siobhan's baby?
What did she say?
She tried very hard to lie. But it was a bit obvious.
So, she didn't actually say...
Yes, she did. In the end, she told me the truth. So, I think it's about time you did the same.
Yes.
Well...
Debbie, this is the last thing I wanted.
It's a bit inevitable, I should have thought. Or did you think you could get away with it forever?
No! I don't...
So?
I never meant it to happen, Debbie. I mean, it was meant to be just a flame. Well, no, it's even that. I mean, look, in the beginning, well, see, I don't quite know how it started, but her marriage was on the rocks. And I suppose she was looking for a bit of solace elsewhere.
Oh, so she threw herself at you. Is that what you're saying?
No, it wasn't like that. But she was... I mean, she's a very beautiful woman. And 20 years younger than me. So, I mean, when she showed an interest in me, well... I couldn't believe my luck, to be honest. But I really thought... I didn't think it would last. I thought she'd get bored.
Instead of which, she got pregnant.
Yes. I mean, I don't know how.
Usual way, I imagine.
It was a mistake. I was horrified when she told me. And I thought... I honestly thought she'd feel the same way. I mean, she just split up with her husband. She was starting a new life on her own.
Did he know?
Who?
Tim.
Yes.
But he didn't say anything.
No. Well, I mean, look, it wasn't my fault the marriage broke up.
Even so.
Anyway, she made up her mind she was going to keep the baby in. Well, what could I do? I had to support her, didn't I? And the child. I mean, he is my child.
But you went on seeing her.
Yes.
But you could have just... made some financial arrangement.
It's too late.
What do you mean?
I couldn't just walk away.
Why not?
Because... because... oh, Debbie. By that time, I was too involved.
Involved?
I'd fallen in love with her.
I see. And, are you still... do you still love her?
Yes.
So why haven't you left?
What?
Left home, left Mum, moved in with her.
Debbie, Debbie, please, just because I love Siobhan doesn't mean I love your mother any less.
You expect me to believe that?
It's true, honestly.
Do me a favour.
Look, I never believed it was possible, but it is. It's possible to love two women.
No.
No, honestly, Debbie. Look, I know what an exceptional woman Jenny is.
It's called having your cake and eating it.
The last thing I want to do is hurt her.
Oh, you should have thought of that a long time ago.
Yeah, all right, but my relationship with Siobhan, it's not some casual fling. It's serious.
Too right, it's serious. There's a child involved.
So I've been trying. God, you've no idea what a strain it's been. I've been trying to do my best by everyone.
Am I expected to feel sorry for you?
No, no, of course not. I just want you to understand that I'm not like Simon.
What?
Please don't think I'm like him.
You mean you're not a liar? You're not an adulterer?
No, what I mean...
You have deceived Mum and me and Kate and Alice and everyone else. You haven't lied through your teeth every day for the past... how long is it? A year?
All I'm saying
is... Have you any idea how utterly devastating it is when you find out? Discover you've been innocently trusting someone, utterly failing to see what was staring you in the face.
I was hoping all along...
You look back and you start counting the number of times they were late, how often there were sudden, unscheduled meetings, phone calls explaining why they couldn't make it home tonight.
I know, but Jenny...
No, you don't know. That's the trouble. You don't know. You simply have no idea of the awful, crushing weight of the humiliation.
But darling,
there's no good you saying, oh, but it's serious. It's not some little bit of fluff on the side, because that only makes it worse.
I wasn't trying to make excuses.
Well, you thought you were the most important person in someone's life, and they turn round and say, no, no, sorry, you got that wrong, because there's someone else.
What on earth's going on? Debbie, darling, what's the matter?
It's all right, Jenny. No, no, it's my fault. I said the wrong thing. I stirred up bad memories, you know.
Oh, darling.
No, it's all right, Mum. I'm okay.
Are you sure?
Sometimes it's for the best, though, isn't it? I mean, to have a good rant, good cry. Get things out of your system.
Yes, but perhaps not in the middle of the night. Oh, you had me worried.
Sorry.
Sorry, darling. Look, you go on back to bed. I'll be up in a minute.
Oh, okay. Debbie, you don't need to go back to the cottage.
It's not...
Your bed's made up upstairs.
Okay, thanks.
No, go on, darling. Go on, up you go.
Oh, all right. I'll see you in a minute.
That almost deserves a round of applause.
What?
You're a very accomplished liar, aren't you? And I suppose you've had plenty of practice.
Thank you.
It's nothing to be proud of.
No, no, no. I meant thank you for not telling your mother.
You can't go on.
No. No, I know. I shall have to tell her.
Yes.
I will. I will tell her. I promise.
When?
First thing in the morning.
About 7 hours and 45 minutes to wait. The Archers was written by Caroline Harrington and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Julie Beckett and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.